My name is LaShonda Smith, and I am the host for the First Year Business Podcast. I created this podcast so it can be used as a tool to help guide you through your first year in business. I will talk about the struggles, the tips, the do's, the don'ts, the highs, and the lows. You name it. So, grab a glass of wine, get relaxed, maybe get a pen and paper so you can take notes, and I hope you enjoy today's show. Welcome back to the First Year Business Podcast. Of course, my name is LaShonda and I am your host. We are on episode 14, and today we're going to be talking about the five things a YouTube channel can do for your business. As you all know, I created a YouTube channel. Well, if you don't know, I created a YouTube channel for my coaching business. It's called The First Year Coach. If you are interested in learning how to start a YouTube channel, how to start a podcast, how to start your business, I will highly encourage you go ahead over there and subscribe and check out some of the videos I have on there. Now, disclaimer, it is a brand new channel, so it's not like a lot of videos on there, but there's definitely some videos on there to help you get started with your podcast and help you get started with your YouTube channel. But today I do want to go over things that is the YouTube channel is going to do to benefit your business, because I hear a lot of business owners, they're curious about YouTube, but they don't know if they should actually take that leap, if it makes sense, if it's going to be worth it in the end. And I am here to kind of help give you some details about what the benefits are. So if you feel that this is going to be a good fit for the nature of your business, then why not go ahead and start it? And if you have not listened to my podcast episode from the previous episode, which is episode 13, I will highly suggest you listen to that as well. It's talking about why you should start a YouTube channel. But let's go ahead and hop right on into it. We're going to go into the very first thing. The very first thing is that it allows you to start an entry point to your sales funnel. So if you're a business coach or any type of coach, or if you're selling knowledge of any kind, you want ideally to have some type of sales funnel for people that just were introduced to your brand and now they're ready to take that next step. And so with you having an entry level point for your sales funnel, and with that being YouTube, this allows you to have a place to host your level one content, which is normally like the what and the why, like what you need to do, why you need to do this, mistakes that people typically make if they're a beginner, beginner tips, like those type of things. Those are considered, to me, level one content is giving you just what you're curious about, but then you have to take that next step. You want to take that next step in reference to, okay, now that you've learned these tips, now that you know why this isn't working, now that you know the mistakes that you're currently making, this is what you need to do next. So that's what YouTube is. You essentially solve their problem, the problem that they're starting with, that, you know, you teach them the tips or whatever it is for beginners, and then you tell them, hey, if you want to learn more or take that next step on what you should be doing, then sign up for whatever your product is. And it can be a free product, it could be a paid product. It's however you know, work your sales funnel. The second thing is to add an additional revenue stream to your business. YouTube definitely will add a revenue stream because you have ad revenue from your videos. So even though your videos are technically free for your consumers, you're technically getting paid to provide that content to them once you become monetized. So then it makes sense for you to go ahead and give them their content, because even though they may not be booking your service or may not be purchasing your products, you're still getting a return because you're getting leads and you're also getting ad revenue that's on your actual videos. And it also leaves room for sponsorships. So depending on the type of business you have, let's say if you're a hairstylist and you're teaching people how to do hair, you're teaching them different hair tips and what they need to put in their hair and all these other things, you can start getting sponsorships from different hair companies, hair product companies that want you to showcase their product or their wig or their hair or their shampoo or whatever, and they will pay you to showcase their product, tell people the benefits. They will send you free product. And some brands, they will even give you a commission for every person that clicks the link and purchases that product. You know, like there's so many different things. And I've heard that sponsorships is like the highest way of, or the highest financial way of getting paid through YouTube, because they pay you really well with sponsorships. So that's the second reason why, or the second thing that your YouTube channel is going to do for your business. The third thing is that it's going to give you an evergreen platform for your content. Now, this is a big one, and this is one of the big reasons why I decided to start a YouTube channel for my business. So the thing about Instagram and TikTok and even Facebook, even though your content is always there, is one of those platforms where you have to continue to post to stay relevant, because it's not like you just have this page that you can go to and you can find specific topics that you are interested in on their page or something like that. Like, it's not really evergreen. It's evergreen, but it's not evergreen, because you have to keep posting to stay relevant and stay in front of your audience. But with YouTube, you not only have discoverability, you also have searchable content that you can create to bring in a new audience. So this is when the titles come in handy. This is when the titles are very important, like how you title your videos, because people are going to be searching for specific things on YouTube. How to start a YouTube channel, for example. People search that on a regular basis. So if you create a YouTube video on how to start a YouTube channel, once you start getting traction to that video, people will be able to find that video for years. Even if you posted it 3 years ago, if they type how to start a YouTube channel, your video has the opportunity to show up first, second, third, however, wherever on the list of videos that's teaching people how to start a YouTube channel. And so the more content you create, the more searchability and discoverability you're going to have on the platform. So I absolutely love that one, because you almost feel like, even though it takes a little more work with YouTube, it becomes worth it, because your work that you put in a year ago can still financially bring you benefits, can still financially bring you clients years down the road. Versus on Instagram, people may see your post for the first day, maybe the second day, and then that post is gone forever. Like, it's gone. You have no way to research and find that post again, unless you bookmark it, and that's a whole nother process and a whole nother topic for another day. So moving on to four is going to give you a way to attract new audience. And I've kind of hit on this just a little bit in reference to attracting new audience members from YouTube with being searchable. So with your audience searching for answers on the platform or on YouTube, you creating videos that's answering those questions are going to attract your audience that you're looking for, because now you're positioning yourself as an expert. You're positioning yourself as an expert or an authority in that industry, and they want to know your solution to that problem now for similar questions that they may have. Because what typically happens is you answer the first question that they have, and they're like, oh, okay, this person is very knowledgeable in this area. I wonder what other videos they have. And then they start binge watching your content because they like the answer that you gave for the first thing. And now all of a sudden you have a new fan or a new, follower, someone that trusts your judgment and trusts your knowledge. And it's also a good thing to attract this audience on your platform or on YouTube, because this audience is problem aware. They are aware that they have a problem already. So the thing about Instagram, Facebook, all these other platforms, for one, your audience doesn't get on Facebook to learn. They don't get on Facebook to learn anything new. They get on Facebook to be entertained. They get on Facebook or Instagram to wind down. They get on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok to just be entertained and just relax, chill, like downtime stuff. And even if they do come across some things that are tips or knowledgeable or, you know, things that can teach them something, they're not always problem aware and they're not always solution ready. Like they don't have a pen and paper when they're on Instagram, like, ooh, I'm going to learn how to start my business today. Ooh, I'm going to learn how to do my hair today. And they're like taking notes from your content. They're not doing that. They're on there to scroll, to waste time, to be entertained, to see what's on there. And that's it. The thing about YouTube with this audience, they're already problem aware. They know what problem they're coming on YouTube to solve. They have their question already. They know what they're looking for and they're going to search it. They're going to type it in on the search bar and see what comes up. And then the good thing about this audience as well is that they're solution ready. So they're ready to get the solution that you're giving. They're ready to take notes or do what it is that they need to do in order to receive the information. And if they're solution ready, that means that if your business or your service is the next step, then 9 times out of 10, if you provided the initial solution to their first problem, they trust you now. They trust you as an expert. They trust you as an authority. And they're going to be considered a warmer lead because now they're solution ready. They're ready for the next step. On Instagram, they're not necessarily ready for the next step because they didn't come on Instagram to get that step. They didn't come on Instagram to solve that problem. They didn't even know they had that problem. And now it's going to take them a little while to realize, oh, dang, I did have that. I do have this problem. And now I'm going to procrastinate and figure out how I can solve this problem on my own. And then it takes a longer time to reel that audience in because they're not on that platform for that problem. They're not on that platform to get that solution to that problem. They probably don't even know they have that problem. On YouTube, they are problem aware and they are solution ready. They are ready to solve the problem. They realize that it is a pain point. It is causing them some type of pain and suffering, and they are ready to get rid of it. They're ready to move on to the next thing. So when you give them their call to action for the next step, they're going to be more likely to take action versus other social media platforms. Leading on to number 5. 5 is going to help you grow your business. YouTube is going to help you grow your business because for one, you're attracting a new audience to your brand. You're teaching this new audience that you are an authority in your area or in your niche. You're an expert in this area. And so now that you have that, you have a warm audience, people that are already warm to you and ready to receive whatever promotion, whatever offer that you're really willing to throw out there. Meaning they're going to be easier to convert versus these other platforms that you kind of have to warm up and kind of be like, hey, here I am. Don't forget about me. Like this is going to help your business because you have a warm audience on this platform. And there's millions upon millions of people on YouTube. There's so many people on YouTube that are constantly searching for stuff. Again, they are solution ready and it's going to allow you to promote your products, your programs, and your services on this platform easier because you can attach the products and services that you offer to the solution that you're providing through your content on YouTube. Yes, I said it. These are the ways that a YouTube channel is going to really help your business. It's going to really help your business. It's going to allow you to position yourself in front of people that otherwise you would have to pay for. The good thing about YouTube is if you provide really good content, you have a really good thumbnail and your video takes off. If you know about SEO, how to do the right tags, what you need to put in your titles and things like that, then your video will do well. And then who knows how many views is going to get? You may start off with 5 views and next month you may have 1,000 views. Then the next month you may have 50,000 views. Like YouTube is so unpredictable. You don't know how your videos are going to do, but all you need is to get yourself out there or put yourself out there and allow the process to do its thing. That's what I'm doing. I'm allowing YouTube to do its thing with my content, you know, and I've seen many successful people with successful businesses just from starting a YouTube channel. So if you have any questions, let me know. Put it in the comment section below. If you are watching this on YouTube, if you aren't watching this on YouTube and you have any questions, you can always email me at info@LaShondaSmith.com. That's info@LaShondaSmith.com. And that's the episode today. Those are the five things we're going to go ahead and review real quick. The first thing is start the entry point. This is going to start the entry point to your sales funnel. So having a YouTube channel will start the entry point to your sales funnel. Having a YouTube channel will add an additional revenue stream to your business. That's the second one. The third one is going to give you an evergreen platform for your content so people can come back and find your content at any time. The fourth thing is going to give you a way to attract a new audience. And the fifth thing is it's just going to help you grow your business all the way around. Those are the five things. I hope you enjoyed this video. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye.